This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username tonight, lrn.fm. With you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, Mark, I know you had a story about religious children being meaner, allegedly, than their secular counterparts. That sounds pretty interesting. Also, there's another piece here at the Ron Paul Institute by Peter Van Buren, Paris. You don't want to read this. So you can join us here as well. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So should we go with Paris or the kids?
Well, I guess I think tonight Paris is more relevant, frankly.
You don't want to read this, and I take no pleasure in writing it.
And by the way, you know, you love to pronounce cities as they, you know, so the native speakers pronounce them.
Paris.
So I'm wondering why. Yeah, right. Do you, is that still too ostentatious for you to call Paris Paris?
French does sound ostentatious, doesn't it?
You do. I don't know about the rest of them. A French person saying Paris wouldn't really make a difference to me.
You don't want to read this, and I take no pleasure in writing it, and no one really wants to hear it right now, but I believe it needs to be said. I join the world in grieving for the dead in Paris. I have grieved for the dead from 9/11 forward, the Australians who died in the terror attacks on Bali in 2005, Londoners who died in terror attacks in 2005, the French citizens who died in the Charlie Hebdo attacks in January of this year, the Russians whose plane went down over the Sinai a week or so ago. I grieve also for those killed in smaller attacks that already smuggled deep into the obscurity of our memory. And so we tweet hashtags and phrases in high school French and post GIFs to Facebook. We know what to do. We've done this before. But it has to be said, especially looking at the sick repetition of the same story, that despite 14-plus years of a war on terror, terror seems to be with us as much as ever. Maybe even more. It's time to rethink what we've done and what we're doing. Since that day in 2001, the one with those terrible sparkling blue skies in New York, we have spied on the world, Americans at home and foreigners abroad. Yet no one detected anything that stopped the Paris attacks. We gave up much to that spying and got nothing in return.
Yep, seems like the spying goes on, and they didn't, you know, they're like, this was a person known to the security agency of Brussels. Okay, well, that's awesome. Thanks.
By the way, I think someone submitted this to the front page of our website, but I don't see it there at the moment, so I apologize to whoever it was that might have submitted this. Since 2001, the United Nations has led nations like Britain, France, Australia, and others into wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and Syria, with drone attacks on the people from the Philippines to Pakistan to all parts of Africa. We have little to nothing to show for all of that. Since 2001, the U.S. has expended enormous efforts to kill a handful of men, Bin Laden, al-Zarqawi, al-Awlaki, and this weekend, Jihadi John. That's right, they claimed that the guy from the videos of the beheadings in wherever they were filmed, in probably Iraq, they claim that they got him. Others, maybe many without names, were killed outside of media attention, or were tortured to death, or are still rotting in the offshore penal colony of Guantanamo. Yep, that place is still open. Or the dark hell of the salt pit in Afghanistan. And it has not worked. And Paris this weekend, and the next one somewhere else, sometime soon, are the proof. We gave up many of our freedoms in America to defeat the terrorists. It did not work. We gave the lives of over 4,000 American men and women in Iraq and thousands more in Afghanistan to defeat the terrorists and refused to ask what they died for. We killed tens of thousands or more in those countries. It did not work. We went to war again in Iraq, and now Syria, before in Libya, and only created more failed states and ungoverned spaces that provide havens for terrorists and spilled terror like dropped paint across the borders.
It was, the warning was issued that this was going to be this generation's Vietnam. I mean,
it's a lot longer.
The warning was issued. Hey, watch out. This is going to be this generation's Vietnam.
Who issued that warning?
I can't remember. It's been years since it was said. And, well, it looks like that's what it's turned into. The war that ultimately, there are very few U.S. soldiers who are going to say, well, hey, we lost. Because they were winning when they left. And then it looks like, you know, they couldn't keep the peace, apparently.
We harass and discriminate against our own Muslim populations and then stand slack-jawed as they become radicalized. And all we do then is blame ISIS for tweeting. Note that's the strategy of Islamic terror to generate a crackdown in France in order to radicalize French Muslims. Hundreds of French citizens have already traveled to Syria to fight with groups, including ISIS. As one of the most intelligent commentators on all this, Bill Johnston said, terrorism is about killing pawns to affect the king. The attacks in Paris are not about the murder of 150 innocent people. Hell, that many die nearly every day in Iraq and Syria.
Yeah.
The true test for France is how they respond to the terror attacks in the long game. That's the king in all of this. America failed this test post 9/11, yet it doesn't sound like France understands anything more than America. French President Hollande said outside the Bataclan concert hall, the scene of the bloodshed, quote, "We are going to lead a war which will be pitiless," unquote, as in without pity.
Yeah.
If I had exactly the right strategy, I'd tell you what it is, and I'd try to tell the people in Washington and Paris and everywhere else. But I don't have the exact thing to do, and I doubt they'd listen to me anyway, writes the author at the Ron Paul Institute. But I do have this. Stop what we've been doing for the last 14 years. It has not worked. There is nothing at all to suggest it will ever work. Whack-a-mole is a game, not a plan. Leave the Middle East alone. Stop creating more failed states. Stop throwing away our freedoms at home on falsehoods. Stop disenfranchising the Muslims who live with us. Understand the war, such as it is against a set of ideas, religious, anti-Western, anti-imperialist, and you cannot bomb an idea. Putting Western soldiers on the ground in the Middle East and Western planes overhead fans the flames. Vengeance does not and cannot extinguish an idea. Start with those things and see, even if you won't give it 14 years to succeed, if things improve. Other than the death toll scaling up further, I can't imagine we could be doing anything worse.
I have to agree. Obviously, Ron Paul was a voice for this.
Peter Van Buren who wrote this, but yeah. At ronpaulinstitute.org.
Yeah, he was a voice for this during the 2008 election, the 2012 election. He was called crazy, 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 crazy. Quixotic. Use these terms over and over again.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Who's crazy now? I mean, you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Our children keep getting sacrificed on the altar of the state.
How many more troops have to die? How many more bombs must be dropped? How many more innocents must be killed before terror will vaporize?
And remember, when you're counting those troops, count the 22 veterans a day that kill themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's not forget that number.
That's the current number, at least.
They see things unlike what your mind would be able to handle, and theirs can't handle it either.
Yeah, break.
They're not weak. They're human.
Right, and humans aren't supposed to kill other humans. I mean, we have...
Well, I'd argue that. I don't know that they're supposed to do it in the indiscriminate fashion that they do.
It's not something that is natural to a human to take another human's life, to watch another human's life go out from, you know, behind their eyes or whatever. I mean, that seems like a very unnatural thing to do.
I don't know, man. I think that really the purpose of human males is to fight human males. Like that's the reason for the the gender.
Are people acting against their instincts then when they don't kill each other regularly? Because for the most part, it's a peaceful world.
No, I think that mostly what gets most people is that, well, remember, the peaceful world tends to support their militaries. right? Those peaceful worlds tend to support their particular military. So let's not call them entirely peaceful. You can't just sit around and say, rah, rah, team.
I didn't say it was entirely peaceful, but overall, our lives are peaceful. We don't have people killing one another out there. If it was instinct, then they wouldn't be able to hold back from it.
Well,
it'd be like the drive for sex.
War is older than civilization. War is older than cities. So I'm not prepared to sit around and say that humans, that peace is our instinct. I don't think it is. I don't think it's our instinct. Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Don Wiskin. And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Get online at all. You need to protect yourself. that internet service provider of yours may very well be one of the groups that are violating your privacy on the internet. You can take steps. One of those steps is to join ProXPN. At ProXPN.com, use code FTL50. You'll get 50% off their regular monthly price if you get the annual account. And why do you want to do this? Well, they're a virtual private network. That means they encrypt your data connection and, most importantly, they keep no logs of your activities whatsoever. So it's secure, and you can help protect yourself by taking this step, by going to ProXPN.com. Whether you've got Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux, they got support for you. So go and get started over there right now at ProXPN.com. They've got more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. Use the internet the way it was intended to be used. Take back the privacy that is your right at ProXPN.com with code FTL50 to get that 50% off their regular monthly price. When you get the annual account, by the way, that price, that discount is good for the lifetime of your account. So when you're ready to renew for year number two, you get the same awesome deal. So again, it's code FTL50 at ProXPN.com. Let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Well, I want to come back to the idea of taking human life, Mark, being sort of antithetical or generally against what human nature is, because we disagree on this point. So we'll go to Jeff listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, you guys. Thanks for mentioning that the support for these, for the jihadists and stuff like that, because if there's doing both sides, it's all about the central banks. That's one thing.
You're talking about how the government is supporting various different sides fighting one another in the Middle East. We were discussing earlier that.
Yes, they have to have an enemy. You know, since they've like killed all the other enemies off, they have to create a new enemy. And then this is why they have to constantly do things, both to arm the other side and agitate them also, because it would be be considered treason normally, wouldn't it, to arm the enemy and all this stuff? It'd be like selling firewater to the Native Americans long ago or something like that, in rifles. And for example, in North Korea, we always hear them villainized, but they don't have a central bank. The countries that don't have it, there's only a few, and there's fewer than there were, that don't have a central bank are the ones that we hear vilified in our media.
North Korea has no central bank?
This is my understanding of it. They're broke, but they're not in debt, maybe. You know what I'm saying? And the bankers want them to have a central bank, so that's one consideration. So you look at it, who's behind this, who's benefiting from this, and it's not just the people in the war industry, it's a whole conglomerate, and it has a lot to do with banking, and basically they want more than just money, they want also power. They want to, they have certain objectives, and you could call them the New World Order, Luciferians or whatever.
Okay,
you want.
So before you go on, a quick check on Wikipedia. The Central Bank of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is North Korea's central bank, established in 1947. Okay. It issues the North Korean won. And
They're still in effect there? Okay, I was hearing they did not have a central bank.
Yeah, I also, Russia's kind of like the bad guy these days, and they've certainly got a central bank. I've heard this conjecture before, and it's interesting. But, I don't know. I haven't been able to sort of back it up.
And the conjecture is what exactly?
Well, that essentially, if you don't have a central bank, that you're a threat to the countries that do, because central banks are weakened nations. And if you don't have a central bank, your nation will grow stronger. So the central banks jump on and destroy countries that that don't have a central bank in order to prevent them from growing powerful.
Henry Ford said, if you put 50 of the world's wealthiest bankers in jail, you'd end all wars. And so we have to figure out how to do that.
Well, it's certainly true that the central bank empowers countries to go to war. There's no doubt that the central bank makes countries poorer because of that. If you're taking money, wealth from the people by printing currency and then transferring that wealth to the military-industrial complex, and then they go and blow the wealth up by bombing other places.
But then they have to pay interest on the borrowed money in the first place.
The government does.
The government pays, currently the United States government pays interest to the Federal Reserve if they're still charging the U.S. interest, and I think it's a small amount. They pay interest on the money that they borrow. The Treasury Department borrows from the Federal Reserve. reserve and then pays interest on it. And
right.
that's where you have this gigantic debt from. People think the United States government is out there borrowing and borrowing and, you know, issues its own money and is borrowing more or whatever. How could it possibly do that? If it wanted to, if it needed more money, it would just print more money. Well, that's because the United States government doesn't. It doesn't have its own money. The only money that the U.S. government issues are quarters. Maybe the possibly the those U.S. president $1 pieces. I think the Sacagaweas are U.S. mint, and I think the president ones are Federal Reserve. But you know, it doesn't. The biggest denomination they have is $1.
Jeff, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay, well, first, one thing is that the Federal Reserve and the IRS are both part of the Communist Manifesto. They're both planks of the Communist Manifesto. And so as far as treason goes, thanks for the opportunity, they are just having those in effect is communism is subversive. And I'm calling a communist revolution a national foreclosure because at some point the government won't be able to pay the interest on the debt. And so that's the what I'm
then what happens?
Then some people claim that it's already occurred. 1938, the United States government went bankrupt. And, you know, whatever. We've got something else going on now.
Right. But, I mean, when they can't pay, like, the interest on the debt at some point, I guess it should be possible to mathematically calculate when they would try to...
But okay. What's going to happen? Is the Federal Reserve going to take their assets? I mean,
see,
come on.
This is the part I don't get because, you know, the politicians want their power. The bankers really don't have it. The guy with the gun is the one that has the power. So if the local selectman tells the police officer, go arrest that guy, the police officer is truly the one with power because he's the one with the gun. The police officer turns around and says, no. I'm not going to do it, and if you try to do it, I'm going to shoot you. Then ultimately, it's the guy with the gun. So the government at this point is the guy with the gun. If the government says, I'm going to pay off this debt, so the United States government says, we're paying off the debt to the Federal Reserve. They mint one $18 trillion coin. They make it out of platinum just to be fancy. And then they send it to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve at that point is paid, and there's nothing they can do.
There you go.
And so you don't need a revolution. The government doesn't need to fall. The United States government at that point could just then begin issuing new currency.
Right.
At
the strong dollar.
Well, they call it whatever they want. They sure could, and that's what would occur. But it would be undermining to their power. But when if you're a powerful politician or bureaucrat, you're certainly not going to let your power be taken away from you by some communist revolution.
Lincoln and but the thing is the. Bankers are the communists, the central bankers. I mean, when I say communists, it's the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto, and all the rest of it is just window dressing around them. And Lincoln and JFK printed interest-free money. Look what happened to those guys.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. I appreciate hearing from you. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE.
JFK printed interest-free money?
855-450-3733. That's his claim. I don't know if there's any truth to it.
Lincoln had greenbacks, but, I mean, that's because there was value-backed currency at the time. The central bankers didn't have that much power at that point. The central bankers had been eviscerated by Jackson.
Join us here. Just because someone makes a claim on the radio doesn't mean it's true. I mean, there's a lot of claims on the web that say that there is no North Korean central bank. So I can understand why people think that. Who knows what the truth is? We don't live there.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and also Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And also want to invite you to check out the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people who think like you do. We've got some pretty big news. I've been authorized to announce this. This is breaking news. I don't think this is public anywhere yet. Pete Eyre and Amanda, form of the artist formerly known as Amanda Billy Rock, now Amanda Johnson, are coming back to the Shire, and not just for a visit. So for those of you who are longtime listeners of Free Talk Live, you may remember Pete. He's one of the he's co-hosted the show with us a number of times. He is has been living in Mexico with his partner. I think they had a like partnership ceremony of some sort together. Amanda, and they've been down there, I don't know, a year or something like that?
Something, yeah.
It feels like a year. I don't know exactly when they went down there, but it was a little while back. And, well, they're coming back. They're coming back to the Shire. I got the email from him here today. I will use his own words if I if I can pull that up. He says, while both Cozumel and Acapulco had their own pros and cons,
I really liked Acapulco when I was there.
We both decided that on the balance, the Shire is the most appealing for us now due to the size and depth of the community, our ease of using cryptocurrency, ability to see families, etc. So after several months, if not an entire year down in Mexico, they've made the decision to pull up and come on back up to New Hampshire, which, of course, both Pete and Amanda are Free State Project participants. They had lived here for a time. That's actually when they met, was when they were here in New Hampshire. And now I'm super excited to have them both back.
Sound like it, yeah.
Yeah, they're both, you know, they're really two killer activists. I mean, Pete's one of the founders of copblock.org. He's an amazing guy, and Amanda's pretty great as well. They both do a great job doing outreach activities and really communicating effectively the ideas of liberty.
I just want to see Pete again.
I think Pete's one of the best communicators of the ideas of freedom that I've ever encountered. So what a great, I think, endorsement of the Free State Project, of the community that we have here that is second to none. There's nothing like it around the entire globe. Yes, I understand the drive that people have to leave the United States. I get it. I really do. Mark, you've been down south. You went to Belize, you went to Acapulco, and you ultimately determined that this was the place to stay.
Well, I've taken a look, you know, as far as the place to stay, I wonder to myself exactly what's perfect. And I think different things are right for different people. But I would say that if you're really into the ideas of liberty, you're not going to find people who are going to talk to you about those. Like, you're not going to find a community of people who are interested in the same things that you're interested in.
In Belize or Acapulco,
right,
or wherever.
You may be able to find more freedom by doing what they call the international citizen thing, the permanent traveler thing, where you have your business incorporated in one country, you live in another country, you have your residency, you know, your citizenship in another country, you know, you've got just, you use the, you know, the different places in the world. You've got your bank account in the Cayman Islands, and, you know, your companies incorporated in Belize, and just, you do all these things and use these mechanisms to benefit yourself. I think you may find more freedom that way, meaning that you have the state
a lower tax burden.
Tax burden is huge, and then you have to look at the social freedoms. And I think that mostly if you go to some other country where, you know, maybe you're making a couple $3,000 a month, $5,000 a month on the internet, that's going to go a long ways in a lot of countries. So freedom and money, they tend to go hand in hand in many ways. So, yeah, I think you can have more freedom. But I would recommend to those people, try living in New Hampshire half the year. And see, I mean, you know, weather in New Hampshire, 6 months out of the year, bar none, some of the best in the world, as far as I can tell.
This month's been incredible. I mean, we've had a really warm November.
I figure God cuts us a break for winter. You know, like we get something extra special for summer and late spring and early fall, onto when the leaves are falling.
Look, you have to decide what's right for you. I mean, obviously, it's whatever your priorities are, what's important. I mean, that makes sense. Okay, so if the priority is to not live in a cold place, then don't come to New Hampshire, because it does get cold here. And the most important time of the year politically is in the dead of winter.
It's the truth. Yeah. If you want to be relevant in the political process in New Hampshire, you got to put up with it. And that's just it.
Yeah, and that's I think it's a good thing that it happens in the dead of winter, because there's a bunch of snowbirds who are not here time of year.
It's a state of 1.4 million. You cut out however many people don't vote or don't participate. Call that, I don't know, 90%. And then I'm talking about local elections.
Yeah, the municipal election this year in Keene was 17%, which was high.
Yeah, 17% is big. I imagine most places in the United States that would be phenomenal if they got that kind of turnout. So New Hampshire tends to be that way. But when it's in the winter, that's just a whole bunch of people, especially the older people. Older people tend to vote. Just a whole bunch of them aren't living there anymore.
I wonder what the breakdown is. How many people, I never even thought about that before, of the 1.3, 1.4 million people in New Hampshire, how many of them leave for the wintertime? 100,000? 200,000?
I imagine it's a great deal of them. I bet a lot of them take absentee ballots with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some elections you just can't vote absentee in. You can't vote in your town meeting absentee.
You have to physically be there.
You can't vote in the primary election, the four-year primary that's New Hampshire's known for, because they never know exactly which day it's going to occur.
So wherever you are, whether it's in the United States or outside, yeah, there might be a handful of libertarians. But what if you had more libertarians around than you could possibly get to know? What if there were so many libertarians, they didn't even get along with one another? That's what happens here in New Hampshire. There's so many of them here. We got over 1,500 here now as part of the Free State Project as early movers. I think it's like 1,700 now, close to early movers. And there's thousands more that are
signed up. Don't forget the Friends of the Free State Project. You're at 4,000.
Yeah, if you include a couple thousand Friends of the Free State
Project. The suggestion that 4,000 people are going to think alike, homogeneously, is ridiculous, yes. Especially libertarians, people who have opinions on just about every subject.
Right. But the community is unprecedented. It's amazing. And that's what has drawn Pete Eyre, the founder of Cop Block, to come back. And he's planning on arriving in December. So I'm hoping we're going to get him back on the show. I'm crossing my fingers on that one. I don't have any confirmation he's going to come back on as a co-host. But I will certainly invite him to do so. So I'm super jazzed about that.
You sound it.
Yeah. So join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE because it's a huge endorsement of the successes we've already had here. And remember, the Free State Project official move hasn't even started yet. So all the things that have happened here, all the community that's been created, the great political organizations that are doing hard work in the trenches here, it's all happened before the official move has even begun. I mean, we've created the best libertarian community by far. And it's only going to get better from here.
I'd also like to point out, we were just talking about on the air earlier in the show, how the United States is slipping down the world freedom charts. But that has to do with the federal government, and it's an aggregate of the states. If you consider that New Hampshire is in the top, you know, four freest states in the union, and likely rising, you see that in New York, holding position 50, and California holding position 49, they're dragging us down on this world freedom chart. If New Hampshire, as a place, was compared to other countries as places, it would be significantly higher than the United States. It'd probably be in the top five freest places on the planet, or certainly top 10.
I wish someone would do that study. I think
they've been trying to get that done. There's just evidence towards it, but I can't make it happen.
Yeah. All right. So, you can join us here. You can talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, it's also worth mentioning that that Pete and Amanda are doing a new project called The Daily Decrypt. And it is a close to 5-minute newscast thing where they're focusing on cryptocurrency related news and technology news, and they're doing it as a video series. So check that out online at I don't know if they have the website for it, but Google The Daily Decrypt and it'll come up. So it's a new project of theirs that I hope they will continue on with as they make the move back to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Now let's talk about those kids from the religious organizations that apparently are, what was it, Brattier than the
pretty much
kids from the secular world. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Let's say you want to support the show. Great way to do it. Obviously, share us on social media if you're on the social media. If you're not on the social media, you can just tell someone about Free Talk Live. Like old style, call them up. Or talk to them in real life. That's one way to do it. Another way is to support the show through the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, where you'll get some perks in return for $5 a month of supporting the show. Thank you to everybody who has amped Free Talk Live over the last few weeks as we just launched a brand new website. It's hopefully easier than ever to get involved in the AMP program. And there's something that I want to announce, but I can't do it yet. We're going to be adding a new method of payment for AMP if everything goes smoothly, but unfortunately things are not going smoothly behind the scenes with that. So I'm crossing my fingers on that, but we do have you in mind, those of you who want to AMP the show anonymously, and we're working on ways to figure out how to implement that. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, if you're willing to use your credit card or PayPal account, go to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll get perks like the AMP Only Facebook group and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you've got a story from The Guardian about children and their behavior, or rather their misbehavior and their religion.
Yeah, I wonder myself whether this is some kind of just transparent attack on religion, but let's go ahead anyway. It's from TheGuardian.com. Religious children are meaner than their secular counterparts, a study finds. Children from religious families are less kind and more punitive than those from non-religious households, according to a new study. Academics from 7 universities across the world studied Christian, Muslim, and non-religious children to test the relationship between religion and morality.
So, some religions, not all.
Yeah, that's actually addressed a little later in the article. Okay. That the claim is basically there just weren't enough of the other religions in their, I think it's 1,200 children that they studied to be considered scientifically significant. They found that religious belief is a negative influence on children's altruism. Altruism is almost a subjective term, right? Like, they decide what altruism means and whether it's good or not. But overall, our findings contradict the common sense and popular assumption that children from religious households are more altruistic and kind towards others, said the authors of the Negative Association Between Religiousness and Children's Altruism Across the World study published this week in Current Biology. More generally, they call into question whether religion is vital for moral development, supporting the idea that secularism is of moral discourse will not reduce human kindness. In fact, it will do just the opposite. This I completely agree with. I don't think that you need religion to be a good person. If you need religion to be a good person, you are a horrifying individual.
Well, right, because life will present you with the opportunities to learn how to treat people right, and that if you treat people, they're your fellow humans deserving of respect, then they will treat you back in the same way generally, and that's the way that people help one another, because it's better for us to help each other rather than to fight with one another. I mean, it's basic things that you can learn over time that have nothing to do with the belief in a deity, although I do have such a belief. I'm a panentheist.
The most of the 1,200 children were aged almost 1,200 children aged between 5 and 12 in the U.S., Canada, China, Jordan, Turkey, and South Africa participated in the study. Almost 24% were Christian, 43% Muslim, and 27% non-religious. So Muslims super represented in this study. The numbers of Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, agnostic, and other children were too small to be statistically valid. They were asked to choose stickers and then told that there were not enough to go around for all the children in their school to see if they would share. They were also shown a film of children pushing and bumping one another to gauge their responses.
How do you share a sticker? I guess tear it in half or something like that?
Give it to somebody else.
I see.
You know, you can live without a sticker.
I gotcha.
The findings robustly demonstrate that children from households identifying as either of the two major world religions, Christianity and Islam, were less altruistic than children from non-religious households.
Hold on. So it was sharing a sticker, and what was the other thing? They watched a movie of people fighting?
Yeah, people bumping into each other, and they gauged reaction.
I see.
And they claim here, robustly demonstrated that children from households identifying as either Muslim or Christian were less altruistic.
All right.
Older children, usually those with a longer exposure to religion, exhibited the greatest negative relations. The study also found that religiosity affects children's punitive tendencies. Now, this makes sense to me. Religion is the one that I was raised in, you know, the Christianity, is all about judging other people. Yourself, your own actions, other people's actions. I mean, if you're judging your own actions, you're judging other people's actions. That's sinful. Right? They've even got a term for it.
Repent.
Well, there's another term. Like, I don't even know. Repent, I guess, that you could be sorry for something you did, and you can repent without, sin. But sin's a sort of, it's a...
Well, the van and the RVs that I've seen in my life that have repent written on the side, that's an order yelling at you, the reader, right? That's not, I'm repenting in the van. Right. That's a message to everyone else.
Yes, it's a suggestion that everybody else repent. But when you're looking at these religions and... I'm seeing that sort of sin, as it's known in Christianity, is this kind of fake disease for which the cure comes from their religion, right? Like, we've got the cure for this disease we've created.
You can have it for a 10% tithe.
Well, they don't really. Nobody does that.
No, they don't.
Very few people tithe to that level. And that's fine by me. I don't really care how you find your relationship with God. I just think it's sort of interesting here, some of the stuff that they're talking about. So I wouldn't doubt for a second that the punitive tendencies of children that are from religious households frequently appear to be more judgmental of others' actions, it said. Now, judgmental can be good or bad, right? Like, you can sit around and judge and say that's bad behavior, and, you know, you'll learn from that. That can be a good thing if, it, in fact, it is bad behavior. Sometimes the bad behavior is, you know, not necessarily bad behavior, and that can just result in, I don't know, snotty people. I guess it's kind of how I see it. Muslim children judged interpersonal harm as more mean than children from Christian families, with non-religious children the least judgmental. Muslim children demanded harsher punishment from than those from Christian or non-religious homes. So you found somebody, you know, misbehaving, I guess the harsher punishments came from the Muslims. At the same time, the report said the religious parents were more likely than others to consider their children to be more empathetic and more sensitive to the plight of others.
Even when the evidence shown that they weren't.
Well, I don't know the evidence. They had had a chance to view the evidence at that point. They hadn't seen
it. No. I didn't mean that the parents would have known what the evidence was. So the parents thought one thing about their kids, but the reality was different. Is that what they're that's what they're saying here?
Sure. I imagine if you find out the parents will of any stripe will constantly err on the side of their children are better
right.
than other people's kids. The report pointed out that 5.8 billion humans, representing 84% of the worldwide population, identify as religious. While it is generally accepted that religion contours people's moral judgments and pro-social behavior, the relation between religion and morality is contentious. Is a contentious one. It said the report was a welcome antidote to the presumption that religion is a prerequisite of morality.
For compassion or morality? Sure.
Yeah. So that's basically the meat of it all. According to the respected Pew Research Center, which examines attitudes towards and practices of faith, most people around the world think it's necessary to believe in God to be a moral person. In the U.S., 53% of adults think that faith in God is necessary to morality, which rose to 7 of 10 adults in the Middle East and 3/4 of adults in 6 African countries surveyed by Pew. That, I do agree, is nonsense. You don't need to believe in God to have a moral compass. If so, why aren't all the atheists in the world, and there is a pretty good percentage of them, why aren't they all in prison?
Doing immoral acts and hurting people or robbing or whatever.
The chapels in prison are full on every evening of the week that the prisoners are allowed to go to chapel. They're full. There are very few atheists that I met while in my time in prison. I didn't meet very many. I met a few.
As a former atheist, I have, you know, known a number of atheists, and many of them are very, very moral
people. When you were an atheist, what kept you from hurting people?
Empathy.
At the very least, you have a moral code in libertarianism, right? I mean, you know, liberty is
a
code.
You don't need a code to know to not hurt people. It's just inherent in being a human being. I guess this comes back to the conversation I said I wanted to have, but we didn't really do it. You know, in the military, they have to train the humanity out of you. They have to demonize the enemy, keep you separated from them, and that way it's easier for someone who is generally not, you know, someone is loath to take the life of another human otherwise.
Chimpanzees attack other troops of chimpanzees and kill everybody involved. There's no big deal. I'm sorry, violence is inherent in most primates. Yes, you can point to the bonobos, but I suspect you don't know anything about
them. We've risen above a lot of that. We'll see tomorrow night.
Humans have risen above
that. Online in the meantime, FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.